Thank God that old bag, Rhoda Morgenstern wasn't in here.
Johnny was had better answers.
Thank you. Didn't smell as good.
On his game.
Oh, I disagree.
Got a break? Listen, if this means anything to you, ladies and gentlemen, I will F you and make you until you love me, faggot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If that means anything to you, you will want to stay tuned for a Don and Mike exclusive when we come right back.
And Mike Show.
Oh, anybody in here can't f*** with you.
Man, Mike.
This is awesome, man. F*** you, you hoe. Come and say in my face, I'm f***ing for everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You're scared coward. You got man enough to f*** with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white f***. Scared of the real man. You love me, faggot.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. Really? And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant,
right,
you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Hey, where's the music?
It's where the comedy never completes. The Don and Mike Show.
Before we get to our guest here, we have a real guest coming in the studio.
Wow.
Right. I understand that this is a bowling challenge.
A bowling challenge.
Relay. Really? In the studio
hey,
right
Bones,
now.
How you doing?
Hello. Enter and sign in. You are?
John the Cop.
John the Cop.
Hey, John.
How are you?
We're doing great, Johnny.
Good.
Okay, go ahead.
A couple of the fellas and I were listening to the radio just a little while ago, and we heard you had a little snafu at the Port Authority Bowling Alley.
Yeah.
So we decided to get together, and we're going to get a couple guys, and we're going to try to represent every borough. We're going to try to get a cop from every borough.
There you go.
And we'd like to issue a challenge to you.
Very good.
Maybe turn it into a little charity event for the Widows and Orphans Fund.
Oh, of course.
And hold it at a bowling alley that would hold a couple of hundred people, because I know we would get a real good turnout.
Yep.
And you know, we're not going to get no ringers. We're going to get some guys who could ball in the 80s, 90s. Maybe a couple, maybe one or two that could ball.
Why am I having trouble believing that?
But I think it'll be a real good time, and everybody enjoyed themselves, and it'll be good for a good cause.
All right, so we get cops from all the boroughs.
It'll be the gutter balls against New York City's finest.
Yeah. How about this? How about if we just set up like one of them Jerry Lewis fish bowls at the door?
Sure. There you go.
And we say that, you know, to get in, whether you leave a dollar or 20 bucks or whatever,
right,
just throw some dough in there, and that could all go towards the widows and orphans.
I think that's a great idea.
Sounds fantastic to me, and I can guarantee you guys will have a plethora of NYPD memorabilia to take
home. You know how we love that. Absolutely. Yeah. You got it.
Love
you
that.
Are on, my friend.
John the Cop, you're on.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right. Thanks, guys. I
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
All right. We're going to have a good time. Look forward to that.
Set it up with Lisa.
That'll be fantastic.
Don and Mike, the lawman's friend.
Absolutely. That's we'll right. collect more stuff.
And maybe we'll get one of those cards for New York City.
Yeah.
And then we're set. And then all I need is one from Jersey for when I'm on the turnpike.
Absolutely. You can just fly back and forth.
How come I've never heard of these cards in the D.C. area?
Mm. I think they're everywhere.
Well, really? I sure would like. God damn, I sure could use one in D.C.
I know. But it's all for a good cause, Don.
God damn it, honey.
God damn it.
I could use one of those cards. Okay. So that's John the Cop. He wanted to come in and challenge us, cops from all five boroughs, or how many boroughs are there?
I think there's
that's
five.
Right, five boroughs.
Manhattan, the Bronx.
So that'll be happening soon. Next week, we're bowling a team called the Turd Cutters.
Great.
We're going to be bowling them at 9 o'clock next Wednesday night at Chantilly Bowl America. Chantilly Bowl America. Bowl America is on Stonecroft Boulevard in Chantilly, Virginia.
That's a really nice alley. You guys are going to like the
business. Yeah, I've been there. That's a good one.
Go Balls!
Go Balls!
And 2 weeks from now, we bowl the stars from One Life to Live, the ABC soap opera.
I can't wait. Big
so
fun.
Bunch of good stuff coming up on the show. Listen, you want to enter the contest to have the Las Vegas-style show at your home on Super Bowl Saturday. Tomorrow, we're going to devote an entire break to reading some of the best entries we've received.
Excellent.
Monday, we will select the winner, and we'll be at somebody's house next Saturday night with the Las Vegas-style show. So you'll want to fax in your letter and tell us why we should come to your house, no matter where you live. Fax a letter. We'll pick the best letter, and we'll be there a week from Saturday night with the Las Vegas-style show. Fax number 800-636-6410. Okay, that's it. That's all the business. Is Mike ready? Let's, ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Mr. Tyson, bring him in, please.
Former heavyweight champion of the world. man.
Come in.
Man who will.
He's already.
Well, F you until you love him, faggot.
You couldn't ask 2 minutes in my world.
Sit down.
You're such a hoe.
Sit down, white boy. It's okay, you're among friends.
You couldn't ask 2 minutes in my world.
Have a seat.
You couldn't ask 2 minutes in my world, hoe.
Take a breath.
Bitch.
Chill.
Do you cry? I tell you right now.
What?
You scared? You look so scared.
I'm not scared.
You're just so scared. You're just so scared. Oh, bitch. I have you till you love me, faggot.
Hey, now listen, hold on. Why would you say...
You're so scared. Put me in a straitjacket.
Why would you say to someone, I'll F you until you love
that's
me, faggot?
That's because he shouted profanity at me.
No one shouted profanity.
I was standing up on stage and he shouted profanity at me. Oh, bitch. I just thought that you can't last 2 minutes in my world. You hoe. No, white no. bitch.
Why
you call me? I say right now, you can't last 2 minutes in my world, white bitch.
Why you call me a white bitch?
Because you're so scared. You're so scared right now. Look at your face. Look at your face, you hoe, you white bitch.
I'll tell you something.
You can't last 2 minutes in my world.
You've had...
Come on now, you can see if you can last with me up here on this stage. You white hoe bitch. I have you till you love me, faggot.
You've had some good opportunities, but you...
Scared. You got scared, you are white boy.
You've had good opportunities, but you wrecked them.
You're so scared. You're such a scared hoe bitch. White bitch. Oh, bitch!
How come every time something good happens, every time you get a good opportunity, you wreck them?
I don't know. It's just one of the things. I don't like getting up to get with other people, and I just don't want to go back to jail.
Why?
I don't like the things you see.
Like what?
You go to the shower.
Yeah.
Your guy's rectums.
Oh.
See all the bad stuff like that. You unkind hoe bitch!
You're scared.
Look how big you are. You're just wee-weeing your pants. You're wee-weeing your pants. You can't last 2 minutes in my world. Oh, bitch.
Did you hear the story that poor Lennox Lewis had to get a tetanus shot?
I don't care what. I didn't have to do a tetanus shot.
Lennox Lewis.
I didn't bite him.
Lennox Lewis had to get a tetanus shot.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at, ho?
I'm looking at the boxing champion, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, you goddamn right. You can't last a second of my. Look how scared you are.
Well, I'm not really scared,
but
you're right.
You are, you hoe bitch.
You're off the medicine, aren't you, Mike?
You white hoe bitch. You suck. Can't last 2 minutes. Get away from me.
Yeah. Sorry. Careful, Rob.
Careful.
I have the queer quality of insanity.
Hey, are you a fag or what?
Oh, what you call me?
A fag.
You fag.
Well, now, why...
You talk that's the way you express yourself in prison.
Well, now, wait a minute, hold on.
That's the way I'm supposed to do it, so I say I F you till you love me. I make you mine. It's all about power.
But why did you say to the reporter, I'll F you till you love me?
I was trying to get his faith. I was talking smack to him. And he just, he looked at me and said, you put him in a straitjacket. I said, you come up here right now, you scared whole bitch. I ask you to, you make me. I ask you to, you love me.
Is this an act?
Faggot.
Some people have thought this whole thing is act. It's
no,
a stage.
It's not an act. You just got out of hand with the publicity stunt that got out of hand. I really want to fight Lennox. And we used to, I just don't understand. People don't understand me. They think they can. I'm not supposed to be Mr. Popularity. I'm supposed to be gay.
Supposed to be gay?
I didn't say I'm supposed to
be
gay.
I thought you just said I'm supposed to be gay.
You hoe bitch. You hoe bitch.
I don't. Why are you calling me a hoe bitch?
You're just such a hoe. You can't last 2 minutes in my world. You try to get up here, call me gay.
Let me ask you a question.
I just last 2 minutes. I asked you to. You love me, faggot.
Would you take calls from our listeners?
I take calls from anybody you want. I can stand up to anybody.
Oh, really?
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? You scared?
No.
I
couldn't last 2 minutes in your world.
You go home. What? You don't laugh at me, you big head with your square head.
Oh, you're speaking
you
of big head.
Oh. Yeah, I know all about them. You.
Oh, I think you're fine.
Ever.
I'm rooting for you.
F you, you hoe.
I'm rooting for you.
I'll talk to your listening audience if you want.
Let me open the lines up.
That would be an extreme pleasure to talk to your audience.
Unlock the telephones at...
Unlock your telephone.
877-365-3636.
I'd like to encourage everybody to come out to MGM Grand and see the fight.
They're not going to be a fight because the way
it's
you act.
It's going to be a fight. There is two. Ho!
this. No, there's going to be a fight.
Why you call me a hoe?
Because you said there's not going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight.
You're not going to get your license because you're...
I'm going to get my license back.
You're going to be a fight.
I'm going to get my license back.
You talk like Cindy Brady.
I don't talk like Cindy Brady.
Yes, you do.
I'll tell you right now, I'll fight your rectum, yo bitch.
There he goes again.
Oh, dear.
I'll shave it.
Oh!
I'm making my own. Oh. I'll save it. I put up on the wall, bitch.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air with Mike Tyson.
Hello, this is Mike Tyson. Hello.
Is Mike O'Meara out getting you some Paxil there, Mr. Tyson?
I don't need that crap from you. You're scared. I can tell. I can tell by talking to you on the phone how scared you are.
What does Paxil rhyme with?
Now, just don't screw you with the Paxil. You just take that Paxil right now, and I'll put it where you don't care, and I'll make you my lover.
Ooh. Do I have to pay $3.99 a minute for this call?
Let me tell you something right now. You pay $3.99, you can't last 2 minutes on my telephone, bitch. Ho!
Oh, you...
Mike, you want to take another call?
He's scared like a bunny, bitch, ho.
Wow.
He's just as scared as to eat your bunny. I'll talk to you. I'll bring him on. You talk to anybody you want. You All bring right. your bunch of little faggot elves. You go ahead, bring them along with your tassels.
Dynamite Show, hello.
Yeah, bring hey, man.
Tyson.
Yeah, you wearing a dress, too?
You're punk. You ain't nothing.
You ain't nothing,
I go into your world. I'll skip it to you. I'll beat you down like the black man that you are.
I tell you right now, you white
whip you.
Bitch hole. You get to kill
it. Ain't nothing. You got nothing.
I'll tell you right now.
Oh, now listen. Now he's...
No, wait, are you crying? I just get so upset. I don't want to talk to you no more.
Punk.
You bitch.
Woman.
You little bunny bitch.
I got to say, you know who won that phone call? I'll give the victory to the caller.
No, he's a scared bitch. Bunny bitch. Yeah. Come hippity hoppity down the whole bitty world.
Caller wins.
That's where you hide the Easter eggs and you wreck them.
All right, I'll find. Here is our friend Robert the Angry Mailman. Robert.
Hi, bosses.
Hey, Dad, there you go. How you doing, Robert?
Boss, I got somebody need to talk to Mike.
Now, wait, hold on a second. Are you mad because we're doing another black impression?
Hey, Robert, don't screw up my bitch.
Somebody need to talk to Mike. Hold on 1 second. Hello there. This is, I need to represent Mr. Tyson right now.
I tell you right now, you're nothing but a postal bitch.
Hey, F you, Mike.
I tell
F you. I'm representing Juanita right now. I represent you, too. They need to shut the F up.
I tell you, postal hoe bitch.
You're buying yourself a bigger hole. You're already losing all the money.
Oh, I tell you right now.
Hold on, Robert. Are you trying to be Johnny Cochran?
I'm Johnny Kingfish Cochran. Johnny Kingfish Cochran. I represent Juanita and her divorce. Now I'm representing Michael Tyson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnny. That's great. Thanks for supporting me, and I just want to thank you and my maker.
Let's go to,
These people, these
I don't
bunnies,
know who's on this
hippity
phone.
Hippity hoppy, scared, eat the bunnies in their pink rabbit suits.
These is going to be on-screen calls for Mike Tyson. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, you're on the air with Mike Tyson.
Hey, Mike Tyson, how you doing?
Hey, you scared little mouse.
I just want to ask you a question.
You little mouse-shaky bitch, whole rodent.
All right, what does Allah think about you being a faggot?
I'm no faggot. You just can't stand the fact that I'm just more successful than you are.
Well, no, wait. Hold on. Yes, this guy is right to call you a faggot because you...
Yeah, he's right to call me a faggot. Careful, you're such a whole bitch, bunny.
Hey,
I say you're just an effing ballerina. That's what you are. You
shamed Allah.
You just do tutu. Allah, Allah, bitch hole mouse.
Well, you'll be going back to jail soon, so.
I tell you, don't worry. I'm not going to jail. You just think you just still can't last in my world right now, you tutu wearing ballerina faggot.
Mike, so you're on with Mike
Tyson. I tell you right now, what do you want to say?
Hello.
What do you want to say? You want to come into my arena?
Hello.
You want to come into my arena? Okay, go ahead, you nasty nurse dress wearing.
You're on the air with Mike Tyson.
Yo, Mike.
What's that?
You want some of this in the ring?
Yeah, I got something for you in the ring. You can't last in the ring. I'm a professional boxer.
I'll make you toss my salad like they did in jail, you little bitch.
You toss my salad right now. You put on your tutu right now. Ballerina, whole bitch. Why
I'll make you my white hoe, you bitch.
I stay right now. Skinny cat, big secretarial.
Oh, Don.
Secretarial.
Hey, I got a
talk to Mike. Mike, you listening?
What was that? Hold on. That one was you.
Kitty cat, secretarial, whole faggot.
Hello. Wow. John and Mike, you're on with Mike Tyson.
Mike, I was just wanting to ask you, are you afraid of heights?
I tell you, I'm not afraid of nothing.
You know why? Because isn't it kind of scary climbing up on the Empire State Building, swatting planes all day?
Shut up. I tell you right now, I'm going to F you up. You just sit there where you skirt with your candy stripe outfit, little nursing wonder, temperature taken up the rectum thing.
Hello, John and Mike. You're on with Mike Tyson, a very angry man.
What are you going to mean, Mr. Curly Hair? Mr. Hole in your stomach?
You seem focused on the rectum, Mike.
I just focus on the rectum. I don't like when I go to jail.
Yeah.
See the things you see in the shower.
Like what?
You just see the guy's genitals, the guy's rectum.
Hello. John and Mike show.
Hey, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, you literally live a wet nurse with a cervix, bitch.
I wanted to know if you're good friends with Michael Jackson and Paula Poundstone.
I don't know either one of them. I don't care, Michael Jackson. Mr. Fake Nose, bitch. Right there, Mr. Neverland Llama Licking, bitch.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that. You're scared. You scared, ho.
I think you touched
you're scared. You're just a skid hole. You're a skid hole, bitch.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on.
I can't feel my tongue.
This is a Don and Mike exclusive, the first ever live radio interview with Mike Tyson.
I tell you, these people started to get me upset.
Hello, you're
I'm trying to maintain my composure.
Hello, you're on the air with Mike Tyson.
All these people just trying to bust my chop.
Yeah.
I don't care like that. What do you want, you shaking, lactating whole bitch? Big breath.
Yeah, I want to go pump in the herb. Maybe we'll relax it.
What's that?
You want to go pump in the herb? Maybe that will relax.
Yeah, I can pump the herb. I can do that.
You want? This guy wants to know if you want to get high.
Yeah, I'd like to pump some herb, yeah.
You want
to
get high?
You got some? You hold it?
Yeah. Step outside.
That's it. Okay, yes, that's it. You made me calm down. That's right, bitch.
Chill me out.
I do. I pumped the herb with you.
I got some ears for some mantra.
I pumped the herb, now I'll pump you. I'll pump you till you love me, faggot. Yeah, don't laugh. You laugh like a girl. Mr. High Voice Ballerina. Lady on the Pepsi commercial, kid.
Hallie Eisenberg.
Hello. Don and Mike show. You're on with Mike Tyson. Bitch. Hello. Oh, turn your radio down, please. For the love of Christ.
What do you want now, you Peggy Lee, jazz singing woman, bitch?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Can I speak with Mike?
Mike
Tyson. What do you want now, you Chanel number 5, Mary Kay,
hey,
7, pussy bitch?
Slinging fag, I'll knock the black right out of you.
You know what I'll tell you right now? You something, whole bitch fag. That's what you are. You made me upset right now. You Catholic girl school plaid skirt wearing, bitch. I tell you right now, Los Angeles Lakers cheerleader. Wear a short skirt with big socks put up to your knees, bitch.
Hello. Don and Mike show. You're on with Mike Tyson.
What do you want now?
Hey, Jar Jar Banks.
Hey, don't call me that. I'll tell you right now. How to F you up. You can't last 2 minutes in my world right now. I'll tell you right there, whole bitch.
Will I last 2 minutes in the next Star Wars
movie,
Jar Jar?
You stupid little bitty girl. You know, top wearing, show your exposed big breast nipples.
Seems to me that that's...
You Olsen twin, no scrote, whole faggot.
Ow.
Angry.
Hello.
I just get so angry you call us.
Donna Mike. Show.
Hello, this is Mike Tyson.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
You're on with Mike Tyson.
Yes, you're on with Mike Tyson.
The gentleman.
What can we do for you? Hello?
All right, hold on a second.
This is giving me a chance to catch my breath.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on with Mike Tyson.
May I have a sip of a Diet Coke?
Sure.
There we go.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, this is Mike Tyson.
Hey, you remember me from prison?
What's your name?
My name is Drew. Remember me? We had some fun nights.
Well, that's right. You were one of the first people I met.
Oh, yeah. Remember what we did that night?
I remember what I did to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember you were the catcher. I was the pitcher.
Yeah.
I asked you until you loved me, faggot.
Yes, you did.
Oh, now it started up again.
There we go. I don't care right now. You tell me right now, you Mindy Cone Factor Life, bitch.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. You're on with Mike Tyson. Turn your radio down. Oh, Christ. You know what? Hello.
Why don't you just go to hell, you Betty Sue? No Adam's apple. Bitch, faggot duchess.
Hello.
Hello, you're on with Mike Tyson.
Mike.
Hey, this is woman?
Mike, yeah. This is Robin.
Hey, Robin Gibbons?
Yes.
Hi, baby.
Why don't you just tell him about yourself? Tell him you're gay. Just do it.
Put it up your chest, Michael, please.
No, I don't like you. You're just saying, Robin.
There's a guy pretending to be a girl.
Guy. This is not.
That's probably Glenn the janitor.
This is Robin from the jail.
If you got mad at Glenn the janitor.
I tell you right now, you scrub somebody's poop in the toilet, bitch. Glenn the janitor, hike your big dress up around your ankles there. Pull your dress down. Oh, bitch. Leslie Stahl, 60 Minute turkey neck, bitch.
Wow. That was Leslie Stahl turkey neck.
That's right.
Brought that up.
He's an old bitch.
Hello.
Oh, bitch. Leslie Stahl, those old Diane Sawyer, Ann Compton, bitch.
Hello.
Well, hello, Mike. How are you, my friend?
I just don't think there's a chance for people to call and do their silly, stupid voices. I just want to promote my fight. Hi, can I talk to a normal caller?
Yeah, all right.
Hi, this is Mike Tyson.
Just call him, buddy.
Hello.
Caller, hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show, you're on with Mike Tyson.
Hi, this is Mike Tyson. What can I do for you today?
Hello? Yeah, Mike.
I'm trying to calm down. Please don't get me upset. I've just made sure that my Zoloft is kicked in a little bit.
Oh, what can we do for you?
I want to hit...
There you go.
Thank you, my own. I'll just bend you over. You can't last 2 minutes in my world.
That was a valid question.
I don't care what's a valid question. I tell you right now, Smith, Cindy Adams, right in the turkey neck, feeble varicose vein, bitch.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, you're on with Mike Tyson.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Mike Tyson. Can I help you?
No, actually, I was calling for information. I don't be Anthony.
So, Opie and Anthony, yes, what can I do?
Yeah, I'm down in Florida. I need to know what station they're on.
Need to know what station? I don't know. I'm doing my own promotion for my fight. You whole bitch, you want to go down to Florida? You go see Liberace swim in his pool, you whole bitch. I tell you right now, you just go down Catholic school, girl. Spandex, pantyhose, legs, Christina Applegate, bitch.
Whatever.
Christina Applegate?
Christina Applegate.
What the hell is that?
Just another broad.
The girl from Married with Children?
Yeah. Tell you eat a bunker, bitch.
Mike, show. Hello. Yeah, this has got to be the last call. We're in.
Little VW convertible driving Barbie doll dresser fag, slut faggot.
I just want to say one thing to Mike.
What's that?
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, you sing. Sing like that.
Nice Peggy Lee reference.
You sing Whitney Houston singing fag, sequin, gown, bodyguard, bitch, ho.
Okay,
that's
thank
2 minutes in my world.
Thank you. All right, well, listen, Mike.
Do you have any more calls for me?
We have, look at all of the lines, all 24 lines are ringing. But
hi, this is Mike Tyson.
We're out of time.
We have to go to the news now.
Oh, that's all right. Buzz?
With Buzz.
I love his news.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, sir.
You going to come to the fight?
Yeah, I'd like you very much.
A couple of minutes ago, you're calling Buzz names, though.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry for calling you a Priscilla Queen of the Desert faggot.
It's all right. I understand.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity to clear the air. I'd like to say I'm apologizing for the melee.
All right, gotcha.
Sorry for the melee. This is Mike Tyson.
All right, there you go.
Thanks a lot, Don. Don't you be looking at me with those eyes right now, you NSYNC hoe bitch. I'll tell you right now.
Bye.
Take care, you Christina Aguilera sequin wearing hoe.
All right, bye. Thank you. Thanks, champ.
Thanks a lot, champ.
Thanks for coming to the show.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, faggot.
Wow.
Mike Tyson.
Never back in, you old bitch.
He has something else to say.
Hey, you big faggot. You're a big faggot. You love the anal. A baby he is. Christ, that baby. I'll let him back in as soon as the cart recues.
Come on.
What do you want? What do you want, fag?
I can't take it no more. I'm not as tough as I say.
Oh.
This has upset me greatly. Please stop calling me names. Please. Please say you're sorry.
You come in 1 minute, you talk nice, then you flip out, you start calling me names.
Okay, that's fine. You be that way. 2 minutes of my world, Nancy Lopez, LPGA, bitch.
He's back.
Let's go to Buzz now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is the lead story today? Thank you to Mike Tyson for that.
It was nice.
John and Mike, world exclusive, coming on the show, answering a live on-screen telephone calls from you, today's modern sports fan.
Took a lot of guts to do that.
Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, O.J. talks about his invisible but not missing girlfriend.
Oh, O.J. Juice in the news.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, faggot, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
And a lot of times you try to get a mental picture of what we might look like. Mm-hmm. Think of Mike Reno. Wearing that bandana on his head?
Absolutely.
Hi, everybody.
That's us.
That's us.
Like
you.
Serving Yorkshire pudding right out of a woman's privacy. The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. When we come to New York, some of us take the train. That's via Amtrak. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL. To make a reservation. Amtrak brings you Buzz Burbank's news and comments today, and now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. We still haven't seen OJ's off-and-on girlfriend, but he still says she's not missing and that he knows nothing about her dead cat. He told the New York Post,
Slaying pussy.
I don't know why I'm getting dragged into this.
I bet that pussy's starting to smell, too.
I bet it is, absolutely. We're quoting OJ here. She's staying where she's been for most of the last 6 months, at a friend's house. I don't date her anymore, but we are still friends, as I am with all my ex-girlfriends.
Oh, my God. Except Nicole, whose head you cut off.
We know the same people and go to the same places. We do see each other quite often. I saw her last week. This week, I talked to her 2 days ago.
These are quotes from OJ?
Yes. As for the cat, quoting again, I've never seen the cat, but animals die. This is about a dead cat. Another friend of mine in L.A., her dog got hit by a car, so... End quote.
So there's a lifeless, dry pussy on the floor.
OJ's remarks to the New York Post. The American-turned-Taliban soldier John Walker Lind is in federal court today just outside Washington.
Oski from Summer of 42.
With his hair and beard shaved away, he looks like that.
What is the deal with him? I mean, how did he get so fat?
We fed him bagels.
Is that what it was?
Bagels and cream cheese.
Yeah, those carbohydrates.
Yeah, that'll do it. The accused traitor will stand trial in Alexandria, Virginia, just a few miles from the Pentagon.
You know, why do we have to be so fair when we deliver the news in this country? And Buzz, I'm not busting your balls.
Right.
It's the accused traitor, the alleged... No! Let's string this guy up by his nuts.
Well, look at the... I direct your attention to the fabulous New York Post with the headline... The rat's back.
Right. Okay, well now...
Taliban traitor Walker is home, head shaven, and chunky. That's it.
But the New York Post doesn't count. That's not real news.
I love that.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's like when you listen to a guy like Buzz, or you listen to the news station, you turn on goddamn Dan Rather. It's always got to be with that, you know. Just one time, and I'm not busting your balls.
No, I understand.
Just,
I take no offense to this.
I would like, you know, Dan Rather to go, you know, hey, listen, hi, it's Dan Rather with the news.
Goddamn Dan Rather.
I want to tell you something. God damn it, honey. This guy's a traitor, and I think we should castrate him tonight instead of the education of Max Bickford.
There you go. Yeah.
8 o'clock on CBS tonight.
Then throw him into the sea.
And if you don't like that, you can come down to Black Rock, and you can kiss my Black Rock.
There you go.
Wow.
That's my editorial slant on the news. And don't F with me about my haircut anymore.
Amen. To peel away the layers here, I did use the word traitor, and technically he's not charged with treason.
He's a traitor.
Traitor. So I put a little imbalance in there just for you, Don.
Thank you for lowering your standards for me.
No problem, buddy. In Afghanistan in November, he was captured, and he said he supported the attack on America and that he had met with Osama bin Laden. The families of the victims of the attack on America are getting a tax break from the federal government for the next couple of years. President Bush had some of the families at the White House yesterday for the signing of that law. One firefighter's widow said afterwards she was grateful for the tax relief and didn't have the heart to tell the president she thinks it's unfair her husband's pension will be deducted from the government's victims fund. After all this time, we still don't know who sent all the anthrax through the mail last year. So now the reward has been
bumped. Got a stamp.
What a hateful man.
Got a look there. So now the reward's been bumped up to $2.5 million. The government will also be sending out a 500,000 flyers asking for help in finding the perpetrator. The flyers will go to people who live in the areas close to the postmark of the anthrax letters, and they'll feature the perp's handwriting. Four people who died from anthrax, and more than a dozen people were infected. Most of the victims were postal workers.
You know, I saw this news story last night, and what encourages me is they're going to actually be able to get a genetic blueprint of this anthrax and pretty much be able to narrow it down to what laboratory it came from, and by that, they'll be able to narrow down the subjects, and maybe they can find the people.
You say we're sending out flyers?
Yes.
What if they have anthrax, though?
Yeah, don't open them. That's the trick.
I mean, really, we're sending out flyers saying, you know, watch it.
Yeah, through the U.S. mail.
Yeah, what if they have anthrax? Yeah.
Maybe do it by email.
Yeah, maybe that's better.
Or a phone call.
While Kmart crumbles, Walmart rumbles. We knew the Walmart chain of discount stores was big. We just didn't realize how big.
Well, some of us have always liked Walmart better than Target.
Ah, but Target will survive, my friend.
Target will survive.
Let me tell you right now, when the dust clears, one will be standing, and it will be the bullseye.
No, one will be standing, and it will be the... Yeah. I hate defending the stupid smiley face with the Zorro mask on it.
Hogs are great.
I think they'll both survive. Target will survive, but Walmart will continue to thrive.
That's one of the great battles on the show. We've had many of them. Who's funnier, Steve Martin or
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams. Who's better, Dick Van Dyke or Jerry Van Dyke? Yes. Which store is better, Target or Walmart?
You've always been a Walmart fan. I've always been a Target fan.
This shocked me a little bit. A new report says Walmart is about to become the biggest corporation in the world, surpassing ExxonMobil, the current title holder.
Buzz, all in all, it's just another brick in the Walmart.
Right you are.
Thank you. I stole that from Pink Floyd. Thank you.
Good job. It appears Walmart took in more than $220 billion last year.
Duh.
Quoting one analyst, everyone needs toilet paper.
Yeah.
And toothpaste.
And cashews.
And they're the most efficient at it.
Walmart kicks ass, man.
Here we go. Want a hose?
Apparently so.
American Choice cookies, duh.
Yeah, right, because you got such a high class of people going to Target.
Why don't we put a cowboy hat on the smiley face? When he's knocking down the prices, whistling, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, duh.
You know what? I know we've talked about this, but really, one day we got to send someone out with a tape recorder.
But you will get far brighter people at Target.
Doing an intelligence test of your average Walmart fan and your average Target fan.
We were kicked off both properties.
That's right. We tried it, and they wouldn't let us do it.
I know.
They said, you better get on your way, duh.
That Kmart will let us go.
I think they're both pretty stupid. Actually, I think your average shopper for both stores is pretty stupid.
I can't commit to that. I can't commit to that. You know how important that is to me.
I know Target.
You know, I think you would be safe to say that Target is far more important to me than Walmart is to you.
Target, great land.
Let's be honest. Yeah. I have spent much more time in my store than you have spent in
your
store.
Don't you have the robe, the slippers, the...
Well, Don gave me the robes and the slippers.
Well, you know what
the
thing is?
And also Target gift certificates,
right?
Which I used, I think, that very weekend.
Sure.
The thing is, I don't get on the air and talk about it a lot, but I go to Walmart all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Well, how many times a month?
A month? A week. How many times a week?
60.
I go at least once a week to Walmart. At least once a week.
You do?
Yeah.
As do we.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I get all my crap there. I'm going to end up doing a goddamn commercial for Walmart.
Well, I'll do one for Target because my house is full of Target products, and my wife should be a stockholder there.
What I'm going to say is that they're not going to pay me for it, so I'm not going to tell you all the variety of things that I get there, but I go to Walmart once a week.
I bought my house at Target.
Wow. I bought my wife.
My doghouse. What?
I bought my wife at Target.
From our What Is Wrong With People department, the story of a Columbia University
Listen
professor.
Listen to this show, you'll find that out.
The story, we just spent 5 minutes arguing about which goddamn piece of S store is better.
Those are great.
A Columbia University professor sent letters to 240 of New York's best restaurants last August, accusing them of giving him food poisoning. He wrote that he and his wife wife were celebrating their anniversary and that she wound up spending the evening watching him throw up and curl into the fetal position with stomach cramps and diarrhea. The business professor said it was a research project, but it's not clear just what he was supposedly trying to learn.
No, wait, are these, were they real letters? I mean, did he
real letters to real restaurants.
But did he really have food poisoning?
That's, no, he didn't. It was an experiment. It was a research project.
What a dumbass. Okay. Hold on, well, I'm curious, and this to see if he got any free stuff out of it.
Right. Yeah, but he probably freaked the restaurants out.
Mm-hmm. What he actually learned is the restaurants were not amused. Some of the restaurants are now suing the professor.
Sure.
And the Columbia School of Business for $100 million.
Yeah, well, I think he deserves what he gets. Yeah,
but so. What free stuff did he get before? The problem is that he went public with this study.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would think if you got the best restaurants and you sent a letter to 200 restaurants, probably 100 of them would send you a letter back saying, listen, here's a gift certificate. Please come back and enjoy a free meal.
Exactly. He went public because he got caught. I don't know. We'll have to wait for the study to come out.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't a research project.
Yeah.
Professor Dumbass.
Yeah.
He was known as the...
I bet he shops at Target.
Oh, God. He was known as the Odd Father. Vincent the Chin Gigante managed to stay out of prison for years by behaving as if he was insane. He wandered around Greenwich Village mumbling and wearing a bathrobe.
Crazy like a fox!
But eventually the feds got him on racketeering charges in 97 and on a charge of plotting to kill John Gotti. And now they've hit him with obstruction of justice charges for acting crazy.
He's acting crazy now, ain't he?
The feds say Vince wasn't crazy, and they say they have proof. They have video of him wandering around the prison yard, speaking articulately and being referred to by other mobsters as the boss.
Uh-huh.
A fiery...
Well, that don't mean nothing.
Yeah, leave the guy alone.
Really, I mean, that doesn't mean... There are plenty of crazy people who at one moment can appear lucid.
Of course.
And at the next minute can be just, you know, nuts.
If Vince the Chin says that he is crazy, he is crazy.
Yes, Mr. Chin, you're crazy.
Mr. Gigante.
And innocent.
Welcome. I like his television show, too, Sabado Gigante.
That is a good show. That's his son.
Mm-hmm. On Univision.
That's right.
A fiery crash in the truest sense of the word just outside Hartford, Connecticut this week. A Ford Escort sheared off two gasoline pumps, setting off an explosion and fire, and then slammed into another car, killing the woman inside. Oh. Witnesses say the driver of the Escort sped through a stop sign and into the gas station. The 81-year-old driver had a minor chest injury.
Wow. Jesus, I haven't called home.
Really? How is, so you say G. Gordon Liddy had what, a minor chest injury?
Yeah, he'll be okay.
I'm sure that escort, incidentally, was on his way to Target.
Who is the escort?
Escort service.
In these days.
Okay.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hold on. Grandpa, this banana is fantastic.
Hold on, where's
the... Find my escort.
You, white trash.
That's what I was looking for.
Find my escort, Charlie.
F you, white trash.
There you go. There
Grandpa, this banana is fantastic.
That also works.
G. Gordon Liddy is Grandpa Joe. You, white trash.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
In these days of heightened security, it doesn't matter who you are, for whom you work, or how much money you make. Katie Couric was denied access to the NBC studios in Burbank this week because she forgot to bring her official company picture ID with her. She was out west to cover the Golden Globe Awards and couldn't get in until an NBC executive came to vouch for her.
The Golden Globes.
No word on whether the guard was just following orders or just didn't recognize her.
Hey, listen, Katie, love you. Love you. But really, the glasses... Uh-huh. You know what she wears glasses on TV?
Mm-hmm.
You know why she wears glasses?
Why?
Because she thinks she looks hot. She doesn't need glasses.
It's that Ashley Banfield thing.
Yeah, honey, lose it.
Looks hot without them.
Lose it and show some more leg. You got some nice gams.
Yeah, and sans panties.
Please. For us.
Yeah, Katie, come on.
Push up bras.
For the old days.
And as usual, Matt, the same thing goes for you, too.
Double.
Matt the tool.
If you could marry more than one woman, how many would be enough?
Oh... Was that marry or kill?
Marry.
Okay, if I could marry more than one woman, how many would be enough?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, two. Well, maybe three.
In Egypt, the law says four.
Seven.
Seven, Robbie?
One for each day of the week.
No.
No, none, Robbie.
None.
In Egypt, the law says four is enough and that you can have four wives so long as you treat them all equally.
Who's making dinner tonight?
But four was apparently not enough for the owner of a chain of department stores. He's been charged with having five wives at once and marrying 19 women over the course of his life.
Does he run a Target?
Now he says some of the wives and a couple of court clerks are going to prison for this, along with him. The Muslim holy book, the Quran, also says that four wives are okay so long as you treat them equally.
Once again, Buzz, it's the queer duality of marriage.
Yeah.
We've mentioned it many times on today's show.
Amen.
The queer duality of marriage.
Make a note of that. The Quran says four wives are okay so long as you treat them equally, but the Quran goes on to say that's impossible.
To treat them equally?
Yes.
That wacky Quran.
Yeah.
Treat them equally bad.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to handle that?
An assistant high school basketball coach in Aspen, Colorado says he didn't see a thing when he walked into the locker room where girls were changing clothes.
Oh, God.
This little girl has knocker.
Well, hello. Now some of the boys who play on his 11-0 team are trying to help him get his job back. The coach was fired after an incident nearly 2 weeks ago. He entered an unmarked locker room that's mostly used by boys.
He was a whore.
Girls were changing clothes in the locker room at the time, though, and they say that instead of leaving immediately, the coach stuck around for nearly a minute. To
coach, please, what are you doing? We're naked here.
Finish his errand.
Well, I'm sorry, I have an errand to run. The errand is to J.O.
Here's a soundbite from one of his players.
Okay, good.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
That's one of the guys standing up for him.
Put a towel on, Charlie.
Quoting the coach, I didn't see a thing.
Right.
Some of the girls' fathers aren't buying that, and they've got the police looking into the incident.
How old are the girls?
High school girls, high school age.
Yeah, he was looking.
Basketball.
Mm-hmm. He was looking.
Sure. Connie Chung, who tried but got nowhere in her interview with Gary Condit, is moving to CNN.
Oh, that's right. Hi. Hello, Buzz.
She's hello, Connie.
It's Connie Chung.
She's reportedly leaving ABC at the age of 55 with about a year left on her contract.
I double nickel.
Her other best-remembered interviews include Tanya Harding and...
Hey, Maury.
Newt Gingrich's mother.
Me of you wrong time. Come here.
Hey, Don. Come on.
Yeah.
You've no doubt heard...
I do this just for Mike. Mike always give me a hard time, but he drew all those pictures today.
I did. I don't know what got.
Hey, Moy, come here. Hey, sucky, sucky.
Oh, God.
Come here, Moy. Oh, yeah. Mommy treat you good, like a good geisha girl.
Oh, God.
I work for Ted Turner now. I powder my face up like a good geisha girl.
Okay, that's enough.
Hello. Good morning, Ted. Hello, America.
That's quite enough, Don.
This is Connie Chong. I can't have little babies.
That's quite enough.
Little China girls. So we have to adopt. I hear my son. Look, Mr. Round Eye. Hello. Say hello to Mr. Ted Turner.
Hi, Ted.
Yeah. That's your daddy. No one wants a daddy TV show no more.
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Daddy have makeovers on his show every day.
No whatever one... Connie does is good for me. I'm always known as Mr. Chung.
No one wants to watch Daddy on TV anymore.
Connie, did you get my parliaments?
Yes, I did, darling.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay.
Nice turtleneck, Maury.
I gotta work on my driver.
You've no doubt heard that at least before deodorants and colognes, men and women were attracted to one another through the smell of their pheromones.
I still use those.
And now a new study says that women are programmed to look for a smell that reminds them of their father.
That's what Lee Majors said he used to do after he would fight with his ex-wife.
Right.
Pheromones.
Pheromones.
Hey, that's what happened.
After, you know, he would go,
Pheromones!
Ow! Stop moaning! God damn it, honey.
God damn, honey.
Pheromones.
When women, when looking for a mate, apparently look for a pheromonal odor similar to what their fathers had.
How do you make a hormone? You kick her.
Oh, a new twist. The thinking is that women are programmed to look for a mate who has a compatible immune system. In the study, nearly 50,
well, that's good.
50 single women were asked to smell T-shirts worn by men for two consecutive nights.
Too much.
They seemed to favor the shirts that gave off a genetic smell similar to their own.
Hold on.
Right. Hey, guys, come on.
Settle down.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, all right. That's not funny, is it, Mike?
Not funny at all.
No, it's not.
You know what's wrong with you.
I don't know. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
It was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray? From last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, name that Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you.
And all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
It's a fact. That's it. Because otherwise, I've got to question what I'm hearing here.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Oh, man. Let me see you. Tomorrow on the show... Oh, a good friend, and he keeps telling me he's not an albino, but I don't buy it. Boomer Esiason will be on for the Pick the Pros segment tomorrow.
Always interesting.
Also, the brand-new low-budget Jeff R.D. Tomorrow, we're going to get to a lot of your entries in the Las Vegas-style show contest. We're going to give it away that show on Monday where we come to someone's home.
Right.
So fax in your entry to 1-800-636-6410. Also tomorrow, don't forget the... The lady from Playboy magazine is going to be here about next week's talent search for the reality-based TV show and the next Playmate, how you out there can actually participate, some of you hot broads.
All right.
And next week on the show, we're going to have somebody named Tammy Lightsell. She has a new video, and here's why we've booked her on the show.
Lights out.
It's called the video is The Art of Exotic Dancing. Mm. And what it really is, it's a videotape that teaches regular girls how to dance like whores.
Hey, how about that?
How to strip. Well, or as it says here, teaching regular women to get in touch with their own sexuality. We've seen the tape, and it's a nasty little tape.
Is it a nasty tape?
It's a nasty little tape.
Well, I think all women should try to do that for their men.
So she's coming on the show. Plus, very soon, Who Do You Know? That's a game we're going to play. The Porno Football. And we have, as always, something special and unique for Valentine's Day.
Ah, very good.
That we'll be telling you about. Now let's get back to Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it looks
Oh,
like
and hold on, Buzz. I forgot the Toads Happer.
Yes.
Touch Toads. Yes. Dial recklessly now. 877-365-3636. Or in D.C. 202-432-1067. Or in New York, 877-692-1027. Call 100 right now. Back to Buzz.
It looks like a happy ending, but I've been following a story that had to be a nail-biter for some parents in Pennsylvania. Some parents of some kids at an elementary private school. Kids between the ages of 6 through 16. Their school bus went missing. It never showed up at the school this morning and was missing for 4.5 hours. It was foggy in Pennsylvania today. The driver of the bus, they couldn't reach him by radio. He's in his 60s, and the bus has now been found with everyone safe.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
In Prince George's County, Maryland. In a whole
nother way. Wait, is this from Pennsylvania?
Yes.
The bus from Pennsylvania ended up in Maryland.
It was foggy. The driver is old. I don't know how they ended up.
You, white trash.
Everybody's fine, but after 4.5 very nervous hours, the kids are okay.
He drove to Prince George's County. County, Maryland,
yes,
from
sir.
Pennsylvania?
That is correct, sir.
Oh, my God.
Where in Pennsylvania? Only in the sort of the Berks area of Pennsylvania.
I don't know where that is. I don't know how far over the border that is, but he had to... That's a hike.
It's like 3 hours.
It's a hike.
3 hours out of the way before you maybe clued into the fact that you were lost. Ah, Charlie, I don't know where we are.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Hope none of you kids have a test.
Everybody's okay. That's the important thing.
Yes, of course it is. They a dumbass, feeble old man.
Mariah Carey has been cut loose by Virgin Records. The company's giving her $49 million to go away.
That one-faced bitch.
Carey still had $100 million left on her contract when the record company decided she wasn't the woman they first aligned with.
Hey, who do you think you are calling her that? I'm Tommy Mottola. A one-faced bitch.
They say she's...
All her videos. Uh-huh. Tommy, only shoot me from the right side. Don't shoot me from the left side.
Why are you making so much of a big deal? Who do you think you are?
I'm Tommy Mottola, you one-faced bitch. One-faced glitter bitch.
And her break.
I F you till you love me, faggot. This is Tommy Mottola.
Tommy Mottola.
Her breakup with Tommy was really the turning point, according to experts. They say she's changed both her public image and her music since she originally signed with Virgin.
And her ass is gigantic. God damn, honey.
Who are you to say how big her ass is?
I'm Tommy Mottola.
The president has...
If you haven't listened to the show like for 10 years, you don't get that.
It's an old favorite.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Right. Hi, Lisa.
Careful, Lisa.
Have you met this gentleman, Lisa?
No.
Sir, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Tommy Mottola. You're a nice two-faced bitch.
There you go.
Hey, she got a nice face on both sides.
Yes.
Not like Mariah. No. Only shoot me from the right side in my video, Tommy.
Well, who are you to judge that?
I'm Tommy Mottola.
For Baltimore. If Baltimore city officials ever want the internet address BaltimoreMaryland.com, it'll cost them at least $8,500. That's the asking price from the guy who now owns that address.
Now, I'm not giving it up.
In the meantime, he's using it for pornography.
Hello.
Of course he is. Hold on, Buzz. We got to go there right now.
Okay.
Hold on.
While you're doing that, I'll tell you he also owns the rights to MarylandTravel.com for the same purpose. The website owner's done the same with the addresses for Detroit, San Diego, Seattle, and Nashville.
Wow.
Baltimore, Maryland?
It's a BaltimoreMaryland.com.
Is it MD or Maryland?
No, the full word. Spell it out.
All right.
And not only is what this guy doing legal, where it is Baltimore doesn't, get this, the city of Baltimore doesn't even own a trademark on the name Baltimore.
Hold on, it just screwed up.
So now they're in trouble. BaltimoreMaryland.com or MarylandTravel.com for those of you playing along at home. Old Don and Mike and Rob try to find it on the internet. Anyway, this guy wants $8,500 from the city of Baltimore if they expect to get that name.
At first, the first thing that came up when I typed that in is like a 911 tribute site.
Don't know what to tell you.
You see, I typed in BaltimoreMaryland.com, of course.
Yeah, nothing's coming
up. Our computers are slow. Try it on your computer, Buzz.
All right, here. This shouldn't take too long.
Maybe you see a picture of Cal Ripken having sex with Tony Siragusa. Then he come down full-blown AIDS.
That's right. Marty Bass there was...
I got our old Newsmaker of the Week segment.
It looks like it's loading, hon. It's taking a damn sweet time.
Oh, goddamn, these computers are slow.
I get this page.
You would think we'd have a faster network.
Wait, what did you get, Buzz?
I get this page cannot be displayed, so I'm going to try it without the W's.
Now, that's the trick.
That doesn't work either. No.
All right, well, someone out there, go to that site and tell us if it's a porno site.
Why don't you put in MartyBass.com?
There you go.
BaltimoreMaryland.com.
Hey, look at this. I wanted to find out about Bulmer, and all I got was porno.
Everybody's favorite celebrities from Channel 13, all naked.
Here's, look at that. Look at Rudy. Here's a package UPS doesn't want to handle. A company in England that makes dolls for gay men has come out with one that wears a brown uniform with a gold insignia.
Hello, UPS. My name is Wilson. I was expecting a package.
Where's the King of Queens package?
The insignia read BPS for Billy's Parcel Service. The dolls are anatomically correct, Rob.
BPS Butt Parcel Service.
And they were advertised as being, quote, dressed in his cute little uniform and shorts that reveal those muscular legs. The folks from UPS had a little chat with the British company about this, and the doll is now being taken off the market. The Barbie-sized dolls still come dressed as soldiers, cops, cowboys, and bikers, however.
My uniform's brown.
UPS says its complaint had nothing to do with the delivery doll's sexual orientation.
Right. Do I have any dolls who are reporters?
In sports, Mike Tyson has apologized, sort of, for the media melee this week with Lennox Lewis and company instead of having...
You heard him right here on this show.
Dress wearing ho!
He's issued a printed statement saying, I'm not a role model, I'm not Mr. Politically Correct.
I'm Mike Tyson.
He also said, I'm a boxer, and from now on I'll let my boxing talk for me.
That's right.
TV fights under investigation by the Nevada Boxing Commission. And finally, too bad the holidays are already past. We all could have asked for free Winona t-shirts. They're selling like crazy, not just in California, but around the world. Winona Ryder, the 30-year-old actress who starred in Girl Interrupted, was arrested on suspicion of shoplifting in Beverly Hills last month, as you may have heard.
Well, my prayers are with you, baby.
She's not in jail. She's out on bail, but she could be behind bars soon.
Bars.
And that's why the t-shirts read Free Winona, and they feature her picture behind bars. The maker says she's getting hundreds of calls a day for the $15 shirts. She's now also selling canvas tote bags with the words, I paid for this stuff. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. That was kind of amusing. Glad you like it. Well, you know, I rarely editorialize on the kicker. I was all right.
Mildly amusing.
It can't all be knee slappers.
You know, but Buzz, how many times have I urged you before?
Yeah.
If there's really nothing great,
right?
Just make something up.
See, those can't all be knee slappers either.
Oh no, sure they can. You know, man sets himself on fire, penis on fire.
Okay.
Now I'm laughing. We gotta go. Thanks to everybody who came out to the Port Authority last night for the bowling. against the Cosells.
Yeah.
Also to the Port Authority Police Department. They were great. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. With Boomer Esiason and the low-budget Jeff R.D. and girls from Playboy and the Las Vegas-style show entries. And the fax number, 800-636-6410. Get your entry in. And we might be coming to your house a week from Saturday for a Las Vegas-style show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right, right. What's your name?
This is Big Lou from VA.
Big Lou from VA. Big Lou, you won the contact prize pack. Don't let a cold get you down. Be prepared by contact. Use as directed. But wait, there's more. You also won the DVD copy of Do You Believe in Miracles? Now on DVD and VHS. That is from HBO. Thank you, Lou.
All right, thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Thank you, my friend. Hold on. Lisa, we got to get some prizes. Oh, we got to get some prizes.
Hey, not my job.
I know. Come on, no, Mike. Okay. That honey. Mike, would you please speak to Lisa privately after the show about
Absolutely.
This?
You bet I will.
Would you please have a private conversation with Lisa about this?
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah. A little private time. A little private time, okay?
Like you did last night.
A little discipline session.
Yeah. Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Drink it, Charlie.
Faster, Charlie.
We went out. Yeah. We actually got Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
We did, Charlie.
Second take.
Just for this. Went to Tower
faster than stop.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Thank you, Charlie.
But when we get home to our home production facilities, I will also pull just on it for Wonka. He will lose a fortune in five.
Lots of good stuff from that.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Okay, quiet. Enough talk, Charlie.
Action, Charlie.
Okay, we got to go.
Make it happen.
We will see you tomorrow for the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
You got a plane to catch or something?
I'm getting out of the way so I won't be run over.
Oh, gotcha. All right. He's got his coat on and everything. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Charlie.
And a good day to you, sir. Rob?
Yeah, can you? Can you?
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Can you be kind, Rob?
It's a great banana.
Please throw your hat in the air.
Charlie.
Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
There you go. See you later,
Charlie. All right, we will see you.
We'll
see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.